This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, as we kick off another segment here on the program. Still a lot of show left. Hopefully you can hang out with us. And remember, on the weekends, check out The Best in Kelly and Ramya over there on AMI TV. Thanks, guys. Grant Hardy with me today for the rest of the week. And I'm Kelly McDonald.
Time to check in with our friends from W. Ross McDonald School in Brantford, Ontario. And today we are joined by two students from the communications class, Abby and Skylar. Now, they have a really busy schedule ahead of them and got a lot to talk about. But firstly, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
The pleasure is ours. All right, we want to start with some audio announcements made by W. Ross students. This first one is Mason's Ride was made by the World of Work class. Mason was a student at W. Ross when he was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome last school year. Let's take a listen to that one.
The World of Work team will be behind front administration this week at lunch hour, showing off the Mason's Ride shirts. Many different sizes will be available to try on.
If you're interested in donating for a shirt to support Mason's family, getting a wheelchair accessible van, please come by and see us.
Suggested donations will be $20 per shirt. Hope to see you there, and thanks for your support.
Very nice. I like that. It's really nice. I love Fast Car off the top of that song. And of course, folks, proceeds from the t-shirt sales mentioned in the announcement are also going to the donation of the purchase of a wheelchair accessible van for Mason's family. Absolutely wonderful. Next, let's hear the Run for Light logo announcement. And this was actually recorded by students in the yearbook class. And they actually each edited their own lines. For many of them, first time that they actually worked with Reaper this way. And then, of course, Miss Gillen put all their parts together to complete and finalize the final product. Let's take a listen.
Run for Light is back, happening May 22nd, 2024.
And we need your help, W. Ross, to design this year's logo.
A glow-in-the-dark logo.
That's right.
You can work with your class, lodging unit, or get together with a group of friends.
And get those creative juices flowing, Dippy Ross.
The winning group will win a pizza party.
The contest is open to absolutely everyone at the school.
Email your entries to Sean Rideau.
Or you can submit a hard copy to Christy at the front desk.
You better get to work fast, because the contest closes April 20th.
Good luck.
Now, I have to say, Grant, that the cool thing about Run for Light is how popular. Like, this is a wonderful event that's been in the school's history for years, that they've participated and done this. And I say just tremendous. I always hear about it, and even alumnus will talk about it. And what a busy week over there, because that's on the Wednesday, Grant. Next item is the Thursday.
Oh, yeah. It's great. And honestly, just the work that it takes to put together like a 30-second audio clip like that is insane to get it to that professional level and for a really cool event as well. Okay, let's talk about Celebration Day coming up on May 23rd. Abby, we're going to come to you now. Which activities are you looking forward to?
First, I'm looking forward to the play. I had a lot of work to do in that, so I really, really hope it's a success. And also looking forward to the music department, as I'm somewhat involved in that as well.
My goodness.
All right.
I mean, talk about keeping so busy and involved. Like, and we'll get to the play in a couple of moments because, like, I mean, how shall we say it? You have left your mark on this since... the writer. But we'll stop squealing on that for a moment. Can we talk a little bit about the stuff going on as Celebration Day on the 23rd? 23rd. We'll have a bunch of things going on for the students. You guys have the carnival. And what other things are happening, Abby?
There's also going to be a music concert and a barbecue.
Wow, lots of stuff. Wow. Skylar, how about you? What things are you looking forward to at this busy celebration day, especially earlier in the day?
Definitely the music portion of it all.
Wow, that's good.
You guys know what kind of music you're most looking forward to, or what kind of stuff they're going to have on hand?
I'm looking forward to what the choir has. I'm involved in the choir. And we've been working on a lot of really fun pieces.
Mm. Oh, can you tell us any of the ones that particularly are a favorite that you guys are doing? Just one to kind of tease everyone?
Ooh, Singing in the Rain.
Oh, that'd be great. Ooh, okay.
A very appropriate song for Vancouver, for sure.
Where Grant is, definitely. So I just want to double back because I'm curious, and I don't know, do you guys like care too much about the potato sack races and musical chairs, all that stuff earlier in the day? Is that kind of something at the carnival for that you're interested in, or just too busy?
Oh, musical chairs is an absolute war zone.
Yeah, every time, right? And that's just that whole aggressiveness. No, I'm taking this last chair. Oh, sorry, you get a piece of the floor. Is that what you mean?
I was there last year for the first carnival, and two kids got disqualified from musical chairs
for being too rough.
I'm trying to imagine how rough you'd have to be to get disqualified from musical chairs.
Like, I know you get taken out. I get that. But literally taken out is a different thing when it comes to it. Wow. And I recall those days playing musical chairs like that. It became almost like hockey checking. Oh, that's for sure. But it sounds like a great start to the day. Let's talk about the music just for a moment first. I just want to get into this. So the music is Celebration Day in the evening, Skylar. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And what's kind of been going on? Like, how long is this a pretty big concert? Because I've been and seen concerts there for Celebration Day, and it's pretty extravagant.
Some of the pieces we've been working on since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So this is the choir and jam band too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was kind of thinking about that because, you know, on the one hand, it's just, you know, you can show up and have some fun, but there's so much work that has to happen behind the scenes, like especially prepping the songs, prepping the music and stuff like that, that I'm sure a lot of people don't realize. So not just fun and games for you guys, but actually a lot of work in prepping this, hey? Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys have done this before, right? You both have been involved with Celebration Day in the past couple of years.
Yep.
Okay. This is only my second time, so.
Wow. Grant, you want to tee up the play here, since we know that there's that secret of who's the playwright for this thing.
All right. So, Abby, you wrote the play for the drama class this year. Just before we tease that a little bit, did you have fun putting it together?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I like doing creative writing, but honestly, I couldn't have gotten it all done without Miss Gillen's help.
Aww. Tell us about the writing and putting it together. Like, you don't have to tell us and spoil anything at the moment, but for you, when you said, hey, I'd like to write this, how did that all work? I mean, that's pretty ambitious.
Well, I knew there was a script writing course, so I approached Miss Gillen and asked her, hey, I know that this is a possibility. Would you be okay with me taking, like this course code? Because I got to confirm from Mr. Rohrbeck, but it had to be ran by Miss Gillen, as she'd be teaching that at the same time as teaching the main drama class. And she was like, yeah, that'd be totally, I know you're writing, so that'd be okay. And it was a lot of me having to daydream to be able to get the script and act out the characters myself. And I looked really ridiculous just standing in the comm lab by myself and acting out characters so that I could figure out how they talk.
Well, that's what I was wondering about is I would imagine, would you say that writing a play is harder than like just writing a story? Because you actually have to think about, or like you said, almost like act out, like what is actually going to sound natural when someone says this aloud, not just reading it in a story?
I feel like the bigger problem is that you don't have as much context cues. So I can't say, Sophia walks down the aisle with a book of trepidation. I have to say, I have to write it like, Sophia, nervous. Hi, how are you doing today?
Right.
I think it sounds fun to be able to do that. But there's another fun component, too, that you guys have kind of put together. And that's sound designing it and getting into that and working the sound design for this, which sounds like, you know, from looking at the script and it, going to take a very interesting sound design. Skylar, are you a part of that process of designing or running sound?
I'm going to be a part of both.
So what's it been like to design? Or have you guys started?
It's actually, we've just started. We've gone through two different scenes as a class and have been assigned 4 scenes each to design.
Can you give us a little sneak peek? Like, how do you come up with ideas? Like, how do you do sound design for a play?
Yeah, especially unique sounds.
Is it mostly like, you know, mostly like the, like I get the editing component, you know, in Reaper and stuff like that, but like, how do you decide like, oh, this would be a great, you know, sound for this scene here?
For me, I have an unfair advantage because I wrote the play. So I have a way that I've heard it in my head while writing. So I'm just going to go with that and find and tweak and tweak and tweak until it sounds close enough to what I hear in my head. So I kind of have an understanding.
So as the playwright, and maybe Skylar has an opinion on this too, what is the weirdest created sound you got to make for it? Or unique, one that maybe doesn't exist that you might actually just have to create?
The gods arriving sound.
Ah. So do you think that's a short sound, like a swoosh or a boom, that they're just suddenly there, or does it take more time?
It kind of, in my head, I don't want to say what I'm thinking because I know that it's going to appear in some of the other students' scenes.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah. I listened to a lot of old time radio, and some of the even just things like cars driving, whatever. It's just amazing how they put those together without actually, because they didn't have access to like a real car. What are you most excited about with presenting this play? Tough question, I guess. Just getting it out there, I'm sure. Getting it out there and having people listen to it and take it in.
Because that's got to be something for you as the playwright. Sorry, go ahead, Abby.
All of us have been working really hard on it. The drama students are working hard on memorizing their lines. I've given them some lines that have words that are not in English, so fun. I'm very proud of the piece, and Miss Gillen has to get this organized. The communications class, we have to build all the sounds for the play in 3 weeks. Yay. Sky is doubling as sound designer and running the sound booth, and I'm doubling as playwright, sound designer, and I'm actually performing a small role in the play, so I also have to have my lines memorized too.
Wow.
Hey, you guys should be super proud of yourself for all the amazing work that you've been doing. We are short on time here, so I think we're going to have to say goodbye, but thank you so much for coming on the show.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for our check-ins with our friends from W. Ross McDonald School on the fourth Thursday of each month during the school year.
Up next, Greg David joins us for the roundtable. That's our communications specialist at AMI. We'll begin after this.
It's fun, insightful, and inclusive. Kelly and Ramya return in a minute.
Hello, I'm Sean Preece. Join me monthly for Sean of the Shed, where I introduce you to all the technology that can be so useful to us as blind or partially sighted people. Find Sean of the Shed wherever you find all your podcasts.